Holding a mirror up to nature, Shame, Guilt and Violence in Shakespeare, by James Gilligan and David A.J. Richards, narrated by Nigel Gore, John Douglas Thompson, Todd Randolph, and James Gilligan. For Carol Gilligan and Donald Levy. The poet as such does not think thoughts. He makes them, though it may be for us to think the thoughts which he has made. The meanings here discussed are not insisted on by the poetry. They emerge only to a sensitive and listening inquiry. They are rather suggested than said. But that is no reason why we, with due care, should not proceed to say them. It is our business to say them. G. Wilson Knight, The Wheel of Fire, Interpretations of Shakespearean Tragedy.
Be not too tame, neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Suit the action to the word to the action, with this special observance, that you overstep not the modesty of nature. For anything so o'erdone is from the purpose of playing, whose end, both at the first and now, was and is to hold as 'twere the mirror up to nature, to show virtue her feature, scorn her own image, and the very age and body of the time, his form and pressure. William Shakespeare, Hamlet.
When I first encountered Walter Manstein, a distinguished-looking man in his late 40s, he had just strangled his wife to death with the leash of her pet dog. He came into my orbit because he had been admitted to the prison mental hospital, of which I was the medical director, for a pre-trial psychiatric evaluation. As bizarre as his crime was, it was no more gruesome than the murders that had been committed by many of the other inmates and mental patients I had seen. But he was a prominent and respected member of society, a successful publisher in one of the largest cities in the state, the father of a daughter, and the husband of a woman to whom he had been married for 20 years. And with
sample complete. Ready to continue?